I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1344, With Grateful Outstretched Arms. Here's a riddle. What is it that you can't get by taking, but you can only be given? The answer is grace. Grace is God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves, as Dallas Willard put it. Grace is the inexhaustible goodness of God, said Andrew Knowles. Grace is not God's backup plan. It's His nature. So, let it flow. Let it be. That's T2G. This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, loving God and loving others. And you can't do that unless you know how to not just receive, but also give grace. In Romans 5:15, Paul wrote, "How much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?" Now that's what we're all about, church. Listen, Frederick Buechner writes about it this way. Grace is something you can never get, but only be given. There's no way to earn it or deserve it or bring it about any more than you can deserve the taste of raspberries and cream, or earn good looks, or bring about your own birth. A good sleep is grace, and so are good dreams. Most tears are grace. The smell of rain is grace. Somebody loving you is grace. Loving somebody is grace. Have you ever tried to love somebody? The crucial eccentricity of the Christian faith is the assertion that people are saved by grace. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to do. The grace of God means something like this. Here's your life. You might never have been, but you are, because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. Here's the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Nothing can ever separate us. It's for you I created the universe. I love you. That's beautiful, isn't it? But let's go farther, friends. Since grace isn't something we can demand, only receive, wouldn't it be very T2G-like to be gracious givers of grace? Probably every day, you receive little doses of grace along the way, here and there. A gift of love that you didn't deserve, but it was given to you freely anyway. A smile from a stranger, somebody who lets you in traffic, a person who buys your coffee or cooks your meal or folds your clothes, a touch on the arm, a pat on the back, a brief hug, a word of cheer that brightens your spirit just when you need it most. It's all grace. It's so beautiful that when you see it, when you experience it, and when you give it, the world is brighter, and the world sure needs it right now. Here's the great question. To whom can you be an instrument of grace today? How many different ways, big and small, can you give grace away? Have fun with it. Let's pray. Father, we ask for your guidance and strength as we seek to give away your grace in big and small ways to everyone we encounter. In the grand tapestry of life, may we be threads of your love, weaving kindness and understanding and compassion into the lives of those who need it most. Help us to be a source of comfort to those who are hurting, a beacon of hope to those who are lost, a wellspring of joy to those who are in despair. Lord, we know that grace is a gift freely given to us, and we want to share it with others. Whether it's a smile, a kind word, a helping hand, a listening ear, may our actions reflect your boundless grace. In the big moments when we have the opportunity to make a significant impact, and in the small, seemingly inconsequential interactions that can brighten someone's day, help us to be channels of your grace. Help us to see the needs of those around us and to respond with love. Open our hearts to be generous and forgiving, just as you've been generous and forgiving to us. In our acts of grace, may your presence be felt and may your name be glorified. We pray for wisdom to discern when and how to give grace, and for the strength to persevere in doing so, and for the humility to know that it's not about us, but about your grace working through us. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being instruments of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1345. In the meantime, if you can fog a mirror, you're a recipient of grace. May God give you eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind to understand and a heart to feel the waves of grace that come your way. And may you be willing to give grace away to those in need with their grateful arms outstretched.